Times were tough, so I sold my soul. And I don't think I'll ever regain control. Hello. So this is a bit of an unusual one. This is the Heroic Play podcast. I'm Mark, but actually I'm not going to be in this podcast. All I'm doing is just putting a little bit of an intro on to let you know what the episode's about. So Luke, Andy and John all went to Pete O'Sullivan's Gentlemen's Guild Ball Club tournament on Saturday the 9th of December. And they all had a good time, and they took one of our little microphones down with them, and this is what they got up to and how their games went. Enjoy the podcast.
And welcome to the Heroic Play Road Trip. We're currently on the road to Pete's Gentlemen's Guild Ball Tournament in Cambridge, where it's me, Luke, and I'm with Andy and John.
All right.
Hello.
So, what are we all taking?
I'm going to go scrub out with Union. I'm going to go prove to the world that you can play Rage and be rubbish.
Right. That'll
be good.
That's wrong, John.
I'll be taking a Mort's lineup, and I might do something really unpredictable for me and actually field scalpel.
Really?
Oof.
Yeah, because I've lent you my scalpel model.
Yeah. That's why it's unpredictable.
Yeah. So, in a shocking turn of events, I'll be taking alchemists.
Crunch. Crunch.
Well, yeah. On the Longshanks, I currently have my Guild Purist symbol next to my name, because it means I've only ever played alchemists at tournaments.
Yeah, good job.
Actually played for a while. Well, at a tournament for a while, so it's... I'm really looking forward to it.
I've seen you play, mate. You haven't played in a while.
I know. So we've seen the field. It looks like a really, really tough field today. But I think, you know, 2-2 I'll be really happy with, to be honest.
I'm going to have some fun to play some Guild Ball. So whatever happens, happens is great. To be honest, I've only played Veteran Rage like two or three times, maybe. So I'm looking forward to kind of giving him a bit of a, you know, giving him four solid games. I know that I'm loving the synchronicity between him and Gutter. I think that's really cool.
That's a thing.
Yeah, isn't it? And Strongbox as well, you know, with the confidence. So those three. I'm going to give Hemlock a bit of table time today as well.
Yeah.
Because I really like Hemlock as a character.
She's so good. Blind is such... It's one of my favourite abilities in the game.
Definitely. But also, you know, Magical Brew and also that healing AoE. She's a great utility piece. And she's also a 3-6 kick, so, you know, if she's up in that midfield anyway, she might be able to get in. You know, she's got good dodges.
I think relatively high on a playbook, she has got the double push, double dodge
as
well.
Yes, she has.
So that can get her up and do so. I think Hemlock, especially in like a Vet Rage team, you can get someone like Hemlock some time because you have almost got a flex spot.
Yeah.
Which I think should be really good. So, we had a quick look on Longshanks before, and there's going to be four Union players there and four Farmers players. Well, I'll say four Farmers, four Thresher players, I imagine.
No, I think Dan's going to play Grange, isn't he? I think.
Yeah, he says he's going to try and play Grange as much as possible. Dan Harwood is.
Right. One thing I'm looking forward to is I've played Mortician since Season 1. Looking at the listings, there is some top quality players there playing Morticians now. So I'd love to see what those top world class players do with Morticians.
Oh, I think
Charles Nurser is playing Morticians.
Yeah, and I'd love to see what he's going to pull off with Morticians, because it might give me some ideas what to do with my team.
Yeah. We all got a Thresher strat.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to do a Mets. No, I'm not.
5-0 and quick.
To be honest, right? You know, I think if I see Thresher, I'm going to go to Seabrisket. I've got some ideas with Coin.
Yeah.
So I'm going. Two people from the Union I very rarely take. Are Coin and the other one, Grace.
Grace.
Yeah, and Grace. So I think I'm going to try and give them some table time today. Yeah.
I've got a unique strategy to deal with Thresher. I've brought my cash card with me, and if someone puts them on the table, I'm just going to eat the model and then reimburse them.
Nice. That's
it's just going to be quicker all round, I feel.
Quicker to digest as well.
Yeah. So that'll be my overall tactic of dealing with Thresher.
I think what we were discussing the other day, one of the good things about a strong team with Thresher that's come about is it's kind of making everyone look at their own guild and their own, making you consider players. Because John, you were talking about taking Silence. You haven't taken Silence since season two.
No, I haven't taken him since the nerf, which made me cry. So, and I'm not talking about the influence loss, it was more the hitbox loss, because I found once I took him after that and he went down to 12 boxes, people just deleted him for free VPs.
Yeah.
But I am thinking of taking him again and see if the shutdown,
the tucked and,
and shutdown,
messing around with
their activations, because obviously they need to go in a set pattern to get their synergies off.
Good
just
shot.
Mess that up.
So with me, I'm looking at going for like a really footballing team to just to chuck goals at them, and I'll trade four VPs for two all day long.
Yeah, I think that's what. I'm not very. I haven't really taken mist much. I usually rely on. I've been playing a lot of snakeskin. I think snakeskin's great, so I'm going to try not to take snakeskin today and take mist instead.
I almost considered. Obviously, my one union pick that I always pick for morticians is always Minx.
Yeah.
Minx gives you so much for what you get.
She does.
The free snare, the free charge, she can be a battery, you can give us the extra influence, momentum generation through the roof, damage output potential is horrendous, goal threat is also horrendous. She just gives you so much. But I almost considered dropping Minx for Mist this time and just playing a Mist. Obviously, we'd bounce.
So you were talking about dropping, we had a bit of a gap in the recording with my phone going off. So you were just saying that you're thinking of dropping Minx for Mist?
Yeah, generally using Mist and Memory and Brain Pan, along with Obulus for quick goal scoring threat.
Yeah.
Because with the Memory and Brain Pan activation bouncing up the field, combine that with Mist's ability to cut, go and get the ball and move around the field, Obulus' ability to puppet master your own team just to get extra passes or movement for more goal threat.
Yeah, having missed within cover and puppet mastering, what, an 8-inch move or an 8-inch jog or something like that?
Yeah. So, and then a missed activation following it generally tends to get you a goal.
No, it sounds really good.
So, but I shied away because I've not actually put my morticians on the table in a while.
Yeah.
And
we had a game the other day.
Yeah. Well, that was a test run, so I could just remember how my own team worked.
Yeah.
So, because I have been bouncing a lot between other teams at the moment.
Yeah. I think with me, I hadn't played out for a while until SteamCon, when pretty much I played them consistently the whole weekend, just to, because normally the only time I play my outs is in a tournament, so I don't really get to play with them, if you know what I mean. So I was like, you know, being able to just enjoy playing them, and it's,
I did play my morts a lot at SteamCon, but to be fair, I was playing the rookie league thing.
Yeah.
So mostly it was using my rookie Ghast, which isn't really a proper.
With his 3-inch mallet?
Yeah, that's the one.
I do have my 5/5 Venom card with me that I'll see if I can sneak on the table.
Yeah. And then once I'd levelled up and played through the rookie league against other rookies, which I did enjoy a lot, I then switched to my engineers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the rookie league was really successful, and I'd be interested to run a 5-round,
See, we were talking about this the other day about, you know, when we have like say a 32 man on a Saturday and there's people who have travelled, just have a proper like say competitive 32 man, and then on the Sunday, like when we ordinarily have like a team tournament, is having something fun like a rookie league thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
where, you know, everyone's got the competitiveness out of the way. It's a bit of a fun, bit of a laugh, couple of beers, having a laugh with your mates and that.
Yeah. And even if you did it as a 4-round thing, maybe you could do something where if you win, you've got like, I don't know, 4 points to spend on upgrading, and like, or 3 points or something, and the loser has won. That way you're always upgrading your dude, but.
Yeah, I think something like that would be really fun. So it'd be interesting once the Rookie League pack comes out, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, anyway, that's a bit of a thing. So I imagine we'll probably touch base after round one, I imagine.
Yep.
Cool. Well, I'll catch you on the bit.
Bye.
Okay, we're at the end of the first round with Pete's Gentleman's Guild Ball Tournament, I think it's called, in Cambridge. And I drew Dan Netlist Harwood in round one, where he played his fresher team against my Midas. Dan, why don't you tell us how it went?
So I received the ball, and then Vitra went in, because you had a knee slider, and that was, you went in and you failed to get the ball back. And then I countered, and I knocked you or Vitra down, and then proceeded to win 12-0.
Yeah.
Fair and balanced, you know? Fair and balanced.
Yeah, I just played Steve Markinson, and I had... And my tactics, we both agreed afterwards, tactics were spot on, but you just couldn't keep up with what Thresher was doing. It was like, so I used Brisket's Legendary to push a stand-firmed, braced Benediction into base-to-base with Thresher to kind of nullify, and then I had him crowded out and blinded and all sorts of things, and then he hit his Legendary as a last activation and still wiped, like, two players off of it. And I was like, I'm not sure what else I could have done.
Knowing the right time to pop the Legendary is really important. So, like I said, he had it when you were crowded out.
You shit the bed a bit with yours, didn't you? Yeah. I say shit the bed, but
he just trolled you 12-0.
He's 12-0.
Being able to keep hold of mine until turn four was big. And then,
It's just to think that it was, I think from a strategic point of view, I played it as well as I could have. I held a lot on for trying to Vitriol to score the first.
Yeah, I think the mistakes though were the blind, trying to get blind on Thresher, because you then go with an eight, he can then steal, he can be blinded, charge you and get in combat.
But then with that, my thought is his bottom of his playbook isn't amazing.
Momentus two on two.
But if he's tap five,
it's quite easy, really. Mike played a really solid game. He created that really good defensive bubble that Thresher has, protected by Tater, and then used Millstone with all of her cool little bit, and I found it almost impossible to break him down. And then the one chance I did get to score a goal, my dice literally flew off to Jamaica to have a same time. So, dice is dice, yo, and Mike played really well.
Thoughts?
Kept it to the side, got a good counter charge, just passed the ball back and forth between Chicken and Jack, saw what side. Waited till missed or Brisket activated and just sort of kept it the opposite side. Waited for a route one, kept out of range of route one even through, his name? The Arc Node guy.
Benediction.
And just kept the ball safe and slowly whittled players down one by one.
So you enjoyed the Thresher then?
Yeah. Safe pick.
I think it's been interesting if we come against each other because we've spoken quite
extensively. You've both got 12 mil, so you're both in a good
position. Yeah.
I think it'll be a Grange versus Grange at that point. Yeah,
and it's going to be mental.
Yeah. It should be a very long, grueling game.
Yeah.
Well, and cool. So what we'll do is we'll hopefully touch base with a few people at the end of round two. We might have Baby John in a bit.
So anybody who's going into Thresher, how would you guys play if you were like so? For example, I'm having to go with Union today. Yeah. For example,
I think you're right to go
With Brisket.
We've discussed quite extensively. Goal scoring, I personally think Shark could rip them to shreds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Kick the door down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's if you receive the ball and you can keep it in the middle of your thing with. It's just with the Tater counter charge. Once you've got that whole bubble set up, it's just very difficult.
It's not too hard to get around it. It's a normal counter charge, basically. That's what you've got to treat it like. He doesn't want to be knocking down his own players. He doesn't want to be damaging his own players. If you can get him to do that, it's something at least.
Yeah.
And if he's not counter-charging, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
I think with anything, Braced for impact is fantastic against all counter charge targets. So that's brilliant. And if you can put sturdy or braced or whatever onto somebody, that can make a big difference. But once you get, you need to set, I think you can hold back, you don't want to give feeding players. No. But if you've got a team that has got three or four goal threats, you can't control all of them. And with the defensive stats of Farmers, you can get the ball back.
Where you only had Mist
and Brisket. Yeah.
I could easily choose what side I needed to be on and work from that.
So stick. Maybe would you say Grace or better still Decimate?
Decimate's really good for second wind. Second wind really messes with pressure. You can't control the harvest markers properly.
So I made my next round drop Calculus for Decimate.
Yeah.
Because Calculus I like for the blind because
it's not reliable.
The thing is, you didn't get it off, did you?
No, well, I tried twice or three times. Shit the bed all times.
You're pretty good. So. Stick with it. It's interesting you say about the footballing thing because my two wins against Russia have been with Shark, and goals have come from like Sarkana, Grayscales, Shark himself.
That's, you can do the same thing with Mason's Hammer in the middle, or Honor in the middle with Harmony, and then Flint and Mist on either end.
Yeah,
Vitriol, Mist, a Smoke, or Midas could do the same thing. But those teams, I'm worried more about people playing football, and as soon as you get one down, if you get four up.
Yeah.
It can be really cagey.
Well, that was my thought, as I was going to start with Vitriol, then go back at knee slider and then go, okay, you've got to come to me now.
You get scared where the points start to come from for your opponent, because if they can just get in there and grab the ball, they then start to claw their way up, and you're playing a very slow game with Russia.
Cool.
Interesting. Wow. Cheers, guys.
Thank you for that. Wicked. We'll catch up with you round two, I imagine.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cheers.
To the single play, so it's a double recording. I'm recording,
and I'm recording,
and Luke's recording, and I'm actually going to go skiing in a minute. I've got three heroic play guys around me.
I want to fuck him up.
So how are you guys finding today then?
I've had a little bit of a disappointing day so far.
Yeah, I just had a good game with Rage.
Against
Luke.
Oh, fine.
But
it's always nice when you travel 2 hours to play your mates.
Yeah, I know. Such good fun, right? I'm looking forward to playing John in the next round.
Could happen.
Yeah, it's just one of those. It's a bit of a rules miss. I wouldn't say an error. I thought Grace, you had to pay for a character play to remove an AoE.
No,
and quick
free.
Time. So yeah. I thought that was the case. Then I've worked out the range with Rage.
All right, guys, I got one of the shit threatened players.
Heroic out or single play, whichever.
Yeah. Heroic singles.
So this is what we're going to do to all the thresher players. Bring them to a cupboard with four large gentlemen.
This is how it's going down from now on.
Yeah. Right, Dom, let's talk about your day.
Yeah, Dom.
Come on, Dom.
Talk about my day. I'm currently now in a cupboard with four gentlemen who are much larger than me because I'm a thresher player, so I think this will be my last one in Testament, so I can leave everything. No. Yes, we're doing good. I've been basically playing the Thresher list of Thresher, Peck, Tater, Millstone.
It's not even a net list though, is it? There's only 12
Arrow.
Options. It is what it is. It's just dull.
Exactly.
So dull.
Don't feel bad about it though. You've just ruined 14. How many Thresher players are there?
What, today?
Yeah.
Four.
That was a Grange one just there.
So then there's, 18 of us in total? So you've only ruined 14 people's day today.
Well, as a collective. We're a hive mind.
Yeah.
My last game wasn't even fresher than one. It was Harrow. He got 4 VP.
Did you play Grange in the last game?
No, I played Fresher.
Oh, so who's playing Grange?
Grange.
Oh,
it was the guy sitting next to me. I don't know.
Oh, in that case, that would be Ed.
Okay. I mean, I have Grange my 10. He's there. I could use him.
You look vaguely like him. So <it's> in the same way that I look like Skulk.
I heard that.
I know, yeah. Right?
It's uncanny.
It hasn't got me any chicks. Has it got you any chicks?
No. Hey, man, look at this.
I know, right? My wife actually thought the card does look like me.
Ah.
That was quite worrying.
Because
anyway, there is that. So, Luke, you were telling us about your game.
It was with Andy. Got in really early doors with a missed goal. Then Rage came in and... No, then I responded with a smoke goal. Rage came in from nowhere, all quick-footed up and smashed in Decimate. Then got a goal, I think, top of two.
because Rage is the super striker. Did you not know
one
this?
Dice, what one dice tapping, baby?
Did you not get that memo?
Yeah. I walked around, quick timed. bought an attack on Catalyst. Mm. Three momentous and a push. Mm. Right. One dice tapping. Thanks.
Standard tech.
So what was your team, Luke?
It was Smoke Alchemist.
But presumably you had more than just smoke.
No, not
a novel decimate.
Not in that game. So I had Smoke, Nausea, Calculus, Mercury, Decimate and Original Cat. That's pretty much my standard Smoke 6.
So Decimate not instead of Mist, that's interesting.
Fantastic, getting the ball back and second winding people, making it a bit more mobile, that
type
of stuff.
You don't need to sell Decimate to me, I'm a big fan. I just think it's interesting in the Alchemist team, you quite often see Mist.
I think Mist and Vitriol share a very similar role.
True, I think some people though like that real aggressive aggro, like let's go Midas, two strikers, Smoke, two strikers.
Yeah.
I just
like a reliable someone chipping down damage, getting a good bit of momentum.
Absolutely.
That time, I think
absolutely.
There's always a place for that in the team. But yeah, and it was a 12-4, weren't it, Andy?
12-4.
12-4, weren't it, Andy? Weren't it?
Weren't it?
And who did you play, Andy, as the Rage player?
Vet Rage, Strongbox. Grace and Benediction.
Okay, interesting.
And then I played Mist.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else. Who's
Gutter?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. To be honest, my choice was once we'd done the draft and I'd chosen the players, I looked at it and my initial thought was, what in the blue hell have you just done to yourself? You're playing on hard mode. But actually, as it turned out, quick-footed Rage.
Mm-hmm.
Can get an awful long way up the table with a quick time and a charge. Took out and actually it actually bizarrely worked in a really fast.
My thoughts on that would be that you've taken Benediction and Grace and Mist, so you've got two players who want to get goals in Grace and
Mist. Yeah.
And you've got one player who wants to support the team, which means you've only got one player in Gutter and Rage actually
murdering people with Strongbox.
Mm.
Yeah, which is bizarre because I won with three goals and a takeout.
Oh, you won the game?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Shit, I know, right? Fucking ridiculous, right?
You thought I won?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he did. Like, you know, of course he did.
I thought
you
were good.
Yeah, bitch, I won.
No,
again.
Andy beats me now. That's how far I've fallen.
Yeah. That's right, bitches. The tables have turned.
I'm worried because you beat me once and how bad
I did
am
beat
I?
You last time playing,
yeah.
You've gotten scared.
Welcome to Scrub Table.
God, man. So just to perk myself up. John, how did your game go?
Yeah, brilliantly. You
However,
won.
I did beat John the other day, so you're still scrub terrible.
And what did you win? 12-10. It's all
standard.
I ever lose by.
That's fine. It's respectable.
Third result, 12-10 loss.
And Dom, you're playing Christian. What did you do?
I played against Charles Nurser.
And you won.
Yeah, 12-8.
Should we just mute the mics now? Mm. Because the next thing's not suitable for like people to hear. You do not beat CN3 trademark.
he's lost. Charles has lost twice to Thresher today.
Yeah, I don't think he's. There's three people left now on three wins. There's possibly going to be a fourth round, and I've got I can't do
a fifth round.
Sorry,
I meant fifth round. I was just thinking.
He's threatening us with a fifth round, isn't he?
What, like a 60%? 50% chance, I guess, because the pair down are playing Thresher in the next round.
Someone
that was just the.
I haven't got brisket, so it's like.
You've got Blackheart though.
Yeah, I played Blackheart into Thresher twice the other day.
Yeah.
Turns out I thought that matchup was going to be alright. But other than that, is everyone having a decent
Yeah.
Does you travel from Wales?
Yeah, Wales, and then I've got the Bristol tournament tomorrow as well.
Isn't that my geography's terrible, so I apologise now. Isn't that back towards Wales?
Yeah, back towards Wales.
It's on the way home.
Exactly.
And are you all sleeping in Maria's car tonight?
Well, sleeping in a house, not just in the car.
Alright, so
I mean,
like
I may be left in the car because I'm a Thresher player, but.
You
might be left here.
The Malifaux team on tour.
You might not
basically
make it out of here.
What, out of the cupboards? Yes, I know.
You might not
I know.
So, John, I think you probably snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. I think you had a decent enough chance of winning that game.
I did, yeah. I should have.
I don't think the win was on the table, but no, I think control of the game was. And I think
seven influence obulus sat next to mist on seven health.
Yeah.
I should have just gone for the kill.
I think, yeah, I think if I was you, because like you said, there's no one who can get the ball in.
Yeah.
You just kill it, kill mist.
Well, actually, I bounced, looking at the numbers, it should have been confidence to tap first, knock down.
Do you think you do that?
I'd have gone confidence attack knockdown, because then that leaves me six influence. If you're confidence that next attack on fours, you're looking for the non-momentous three.
Mm.
You then go with five dice, looking for the momentous two, momentous two, momentous two, which leaves me with one influence after I've killed you to walk up to the net and have a shot.
Yeah, if you do that, I probably wouldn't have confidence. Oh, I like that. Arms across the chest. Oh, what are you going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do, John Lee Pellett. I'm
going to
win.
How do you like those apples? Skull wins.
He's now blocking the exit.
Skull wins.
Yeah, see, so I think in that situation, what I would have done is I would have just put seven influence into Miss. Probably won. Probably got the take out of miss, with seven influence.
Yeah.
So you probably got the take out of miss, which then puts you at least on two momentum. I don't think anything of mine was in range.
No.
I think you then win the dice roll, you lose your legendary, which you forgot.
I did forget to use my legendary. I thought I'd already used it earlier in the game, and it turns out I hadn't.
No, see, because then what I would have done is I would have used Obulus's legendary. And if I bring mist on to engage Obulus, you just use your legendary, you shadow light to the edge of two, you hit mist, and then you go and score then.
I should have gone for the takeout and then worked out the goal later. I was in a good position, safe position.
I think you thought you were in a worse position than you were. I think you thought you'd lost the game and you were going like, oh, if I get to 10, it looks decent.
Yeah, where it was looking, and I should have examined it more, because quite frankly, where my team were, where they'd come back on.
Yeah, there's nothing I could have done.
You couldn't have touched them.
I mean, Rage had fun the turn before, let's be fair.
He did murder his way through my entire team.
There was I was getting so giddy, like the dice were rolling. And
death
was
five
like,
meant nothing.
Take him off, take
there
him
is
off.
Something magical about with Rage, you're like, oh, that's nine dice, oh, my assist, and then that, you're like...
It wasn't just that, his hands were golden. Literally, when you're on the dice, it's just like, on the silence go, when you spiked completely and just went...
There was that one spike, but I think it was important to remember with Vet Rage, because he's got that momentous two on two. In fact, I only need two successes on like nine dice to do three damage against Silence,
because of the legendary.
So you're right, I did get that one attack, and I can't deny it, where I got
it was
like
beautiful.
Five or six
You were always going to kill him
because
of what you had lined up, because don't forget, you played it beautifully, because you'd also moved around and got...
Gutter on four also stood there.
It's when he placed it, you had multiple people engaging multiple people, so that no matter what happened, everyone was gaining the bonus from Rage's legendary.
Mm.
So based on that principle alone, your placement was beautiful, because everyone was benefiting, and any time you hit someone, they were all on plus one tap, plus one damage.
Yeah, and also, I think Hemlock is the unsung man of the match in that game, because Noxious Blast was just taking four
Obulus
HP.
That's because I kept forgetting to heal the poison damage, and I almost lost Obulus because I kept forgetting to heal him every turn.
But also, like, even with the momentum, she hit Graves, so that's four out of his 14 gone.
Yep.
Leaves him on 10. I can't remember if she hit Simon.
No, she took out Graves.
You hit with the poison,
and the poison illusion killed him because I forgot to heal it.
Bit of a running theme there, John.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, in fairness to John, in the situation in the middle, even if you heal, it's like, I then just win the momentum race and then they die. But I think your big mistake was the Obulus activation.
It was.
Going back to what people say about Obulus, because it's going back to what people think after the Obulus nerf,
people think that, you know, oh, well, why bother, he's been nerfed, but he's still very strong.
Oh,
he can still do.
Awesome.
I genuinely think, because you gave Dan Harwood a good run for his money, I genuinely think that Obulus is really strong in the current game.
I think
now that Thresher is the thing, I think Obulus is a really, I think Obulus and Honor are really good counters.
Well, I used to play all the way through season one, season two, Morticians all the way. Recently, in the last what, 4 or 5 months,
you've been flitting around
I've been flitting around all over the place. I've put hunters on the table. I had a quick play with them,
just for
a bit of play. And I've been playing a lot of engineers.
Too complicated.
And then all of a sudden, I've just gone, do you know what? I'm going back to old school.
I've been thinking about that. I was debating almost to the point of this morning switching out from Union to Morticians, because I think they've got a really strong game into Thrasher being able to control where the scrum happens, what
particularly with Silence. I think Silence is, and I think that's what gave the edge against Charles Mercer. Was him not having Silence in his 10, because he could then disrupt the order. No, Silence isn't in his 10, I don't think.
Man, he failed there. We were chatting yesterday on Messenger saying, Silence is really strong.
Well, again,
really strong, Charles Mercer.
I made the same mistake against Dan that I made against you. And he, when he turned around and said, I had Obulus with the ball in a strong position, Thresher couldn't get to him. Tater could, but I had Unpredictable, and Tater was the only one that could get near me to use that. And I should have gone for the takeout first, which was an option for me, instead of the goal, and then worked around with Obulus to score the goal later.
So I was really impressed, because I went in with Mist, and I thought, because I went in and charged Mist into Brain Pan, didn't notice you're in cover, which is slightly frustrating, but that's my fault. And then you managed to get the takeout on Mist, and I didn't expect that in turn one. And then you got the goal with Obulus before I'd done anything. So you were 6-0 up at one point, and I was thinking...
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
It's alright guys, anyone sees me in the tournament, remember my early game is good. Past turn 3 and I'm shit.
Well, I think that's a good place to finish it with that world's wisdom. We've been heroic out or single play or whatever.
Single play.
Welcome to the heroic play final thing of the day from our, Pete's Gentleman's Guild Ball tournament in Cambridge. We're currently on our way home. So, I suppose we better talk about how our final rounds went.
So I had a mirror match, Vet Rage into Vet Rage. Lack of experience in table time cost me. I lost 12-8. I could have done so much better. I had the opportunity to go get a goal earlier, which would have set me up for a second goal, really, because I had Mist and Decimate ready to go, and I had a lot of stuff on the table, but I activated in the wrong order. I forgot Rage's heroic and his legendary, and
I left. Do you remember Usurper?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, but only because my opponent was nice enough, nice enough to tell me. You know, like, remember you're a Usurper? Oh yeah, thanks. You know, So to be honest, like, if today has highlighted any, well, I had two targets for today. My usual target of win a game, I did that. The other thing, you know, was to kind of to not have my head explode, and
all targets met.
Yeah, all targets met. You know, I've had a good fun day. You know, Pete's a great TO. He's a great pundit. I love him dearly. And there was a really good bunch there today. So yeah, you know, all in all, I'm not unhappy. But it has highlighted that I need to play more than once every couple of weeks.
Yeah, at this level, it shows up now once you're playing outside of your normal opponents.
I just wasn't making very good decisions in most of the games, which was costing me the game. In the first game against Michael, you know, Michael's a brilliant player. He had Thresher. He made the Thresher bubble. I had nothing for him. I had no answer. I'm honestly a bit bored of talking about Thresher.
It was a recurring theme throughout the day. Pretty much everyone was talking about Thresher.
Yeah.
A lot. John?
Which game? Last one?
Last one, yeah.
Last one was actually a good game. I was up against Brisket Union.
Nice.
He pulled off a really good standard turn one missed goal.
Yeah.
Boom, couldn't really do anything about it. It was nice. He came in. I had no counter. 4-0 down. Ball came back out. I decided to prat about with the ball in my own half.
Right.
Instead of just getting Obulus to go and score with it. So I don't know what I was playing out there. In which case, Brisket came in.
Punished you.
And punished me. Took the ball again. Scored a goal. there I was, 8-0 down. I then decided to stop prattling about a bit and just kill some people.
Yeah.
Went back up to 8-6. And then again, I tried to do something completely pointless with one dice passes. Lost the ball and Miss just went, well, thank you, I'll have that.
Thank you for the ball, I'll go and score.
There was a score, yeah. Yeah, because I had no counter hours and my opponent saw it, he played well.
Yeah, he seemed like a really nice guy.
He was. Yeah. I cannot remember. It's too late in the day.
Nice guy.
Really nice guy. All I know is he's a nice guy. And he's not actually that too far away from us.
No, he lives in Kettering.
Yeah.
So potential new player for
us. Yeah. That's what I thought. Because he is a good player. And, you know, someone's a fanboy with Mustin over Union. Yeah. Which is nice. He needs a friend, does Mustin?
Mustin does have friends.
I can't believe Mustin's made it into another podcast.
He makes it into every single one. I don't even know how.
Oh.
So I played Charles Nurser, Charles Nurser, Charles Nurser.
Oh.
There
we go.
CN3, as Jason Mountain's trademarked. He played his Scalpel Morticians versus my Smoke Alchemist, and he... You know, the game was only going to go one way, realistically. I was like, there's a very high possibility I'm going to spoon here. Which, yeah, he beat me 12-6. It showed me that Scalpel is still a really good thing. When you think of Mortis, you automatically think of Obulus, of how good he is. And Scalpel kind of is in the shadow of Obulus because of how... the versatility of him, but Scalpel was so good against me. She got a goal for that first turn, then was able to dodge out and then second wind herself back into her own half. It was just really, really good.
She's got that damage in a push dodge.
Yeah.
And that's it's kind of up there. That result is up there with the Black Heart one and one double dodge. And the Honor one double dodge.
Yeah.
So crucial.
Well, Charles...
outstanding.
What did he do? He told her up before he sent her in.
Yeah.
So she was just going on smoke, $7, needing fours, because it's anatomical. Just, that's her two moments and a push dodge, two moments and a push dodge.
Brilliant.
It was just really, really good. Now, you know, it was a fantastic opponent playing Charles. He was really, really good. He was... Yeah. Yeah, I've had a really good day. Yeah.
So have I, all in all. My four games were really enjoyable.
Yeah.
And game three was against... what was I playing against?
Jason Mountain.
Yeah, but he was using Union.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have had him there.
Yeah, I could have had him there. And even he said I could have had him there.
To be honest, he was shocked that... Everybody who was watching it was looking at where you were and was like, right, what he's going to do here, he's going to go in...
Kill Mist.
He's not going to kill Mist. He's going to knock Mist over, leave Mist on negative boxes, run everybody else away from the rest of Jason's team because Jason couldn't get to you. Right?
Yep.
And then at the beginning of the next turn, just go, Legendary die Mist.
Cool.
Die Mist. Right? And then go off and score for the game. And that was, I think, what we were all expecting. And it was like, hang on, he's only put five on him. Why did you only put five on him? I don't know.
Arrogance.
But it was...
No, moronicness.
I suppose we better say
well done to Jason Mountain for singled out for winning the tournament.
Yeah, definitely. The bridesmaid no longer. Good job, Jace.
Yeah. You know, he's...
Good job.
About time he bloody won one. He's a top player. I think that's really it. We're all pretty...
Yeah. You know, Jason came first. Greg Day came second. It's always great to see Greg playing, right? And Greg, like, had some really good engineer's tactics for playing Dan Harwood's Thresher team. You know, he just stayed away from him and battered him with range blaze, right? And then just played football around him. It was
Greg is nice to watch play.
He is great. And then Michael Coombs third. You know, with Thresher, just threshed people.
Yeah.
It was fun day.
Would recommend. So when Pete
Pete's talking about doing a team tournament in the new year at some point.
Yeah, February, March.
Oh, yeah.
February, March. So
Heroic Play team?
Team Heroic Play.
Team Heroic Scrubs.
I think after my performance, I may have to be in reserves.
I think we've all got a painted thresher team, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Team Thresher. Team Heroic Thresh.
Yeah,
that's more like it.
Right, so I think we should end it then because we're all pretty knackered. But yeah, I guess this has been a tournament report. Bye.
Bye.